堂听 class.com。
心，话题开箱，集中训练。一。
The advantages of saving money.
存钱的好处。
Everyone must work to live, but many people are fortunate enough to make more money than they immediately need. What should they do with this extra income? While it is tempting for people to spend it all on things they desire, I believe it is better to save at least a portion of the extra income for the future. By saving money, people give themselves more security.They cannot predict the future. Perhaps one day they will be jobless. At a time like this, their savings can spare them a great deal of suffering and help to see them through the hard time. In addition, saving money allows people to build up a larger sum. They can then buy something more worthwhile than the small things they could have bought if they had spent the money right away.For example, they may be able to buy a house with their savings. Finally, the practice of saving helps people develop the habit of setting goals and planning for their future. In this way, they are bound to lead more meaningful and successful lives. Most people would like to enjoy their money immediately. Nobody likes to wait for the things that he wants. However,If we learn to save our money, we can gain more advantages in the future. We will lead more secure and thus happier lives. We will also be able to buy the things we truly want but cannot afford right now.
二
Never, never give up.
永不放弃
We often hear people say, never give up. These can be encouraging words and words of determination. A person who believes in them will keep trying to reach his goal no matter how many times he fails. In my opinion, the quality of determination to succeed is an important one to have. Therefore, I believe that we should never give up.One reason is that if we give up too easily, we will rarely achieve anything. It is not unusual for us to fail in our first attempt at something new, so we should not feel discouraged and should try again. Besides, if we always give up when we fail, we will not be able to develop new skills and grow as people.Another reason we should never give up is that we can learn from our mistakes only if we make a new effort. If we do not try again, the lesson we have learned is wasted. Finally, we should never give up because as we work to reach our goals, we develop confidence, and this confidence can help us succeed in other areas of our lives.If we never challenge ourselves, we will begin to doubt our abilities. In short, it is important that we do not give up when working for our goals. Whether we succeed in the end or not, we will learn something. And what we learn will help us to become better and more confident people. Furthermore, if we give up, we have no chance of attaining our goals.But if we keep trying, there is always a chance that we will succeed one day.
三
An important skill.
一项重要的技能
The world today is a very competitive place. Therefore, it is necessary to develop some skills to increase one's chances of success.Many skills, for example, leadership, a second language, and technical skills such as computer programming are very useful today. However, I believe that the most useful skill is the ability to communicate well with others. It is impossible to overstate the importance of good communication skills. In today's society, we have to work cooperatively with others. A good communicator finds it easier to put forth his ideas clearly. In this way, there will be fewer misunderstandings, which can lead to bad feelings as well as lost time and effort. In addition, a person with good communication skills is a good mediator and negotiator. He or she can play a valuable role in resolving disputes and enhancing cooperation. This means that a good communicator is often a natural leader. Finally, with good communication skills, it is easier to persuade others to accept your point of view. Having your views and plans approved by others is a vital step on the way to success. For all the above reasons, it is my belief that strong communication skills are the most important. Good communication is important in all situations, so a skillful communicator will always be in high demand. Book knowledge versus experience.
书本知识与实际经验。
Knowledge can be acquired from many sources. These include books, teachers, and practical experience, and each has its own advantages. The knowledge we gain from books and formal education enables us to learn about things that we have no opportunity to experience in daily life. We can study all the places in the world and learn from people we will never meet in our lifetime just by reading about them in books. We can also develop our analytical skills and learn how to view and interpret the world around us in different ways. Furthermore, we can learn from the past by reading books. In this way, we won't repeat the mistakes of others and can build on their achievements. Practical experience, on the other hand, can give us more useful knowledge. It is said that one learns best by doing, and I believe that this is true, whether one is successful or not. In fact, I think making mistakes is the best way to learn. Moreover, if one wants to make new advances, it is necessary to act. Innovations do not come about through reading, but through experimentation. Finally, one can apply the skills and insights gained through the study of books to practical experience, making an already meaningful experience more meaningful. However, unless it is applied to real experiences, book knowledge remains theoretical and in the end is useless. That is why I believe that knowledge gained from practical experience is more important than that acquired from books.
5.
The influence of television and movies.
电视与电影的影响。
There is no doubt that watching television and movies can influence the way that people behave. Moreover, it seems that people are spending more and more time watching some sort of visual entertainment, no matter if it is television, a videotape, or a DVD. Therefore, the effects of visual media cannot be ignored. One obvious effect of these media is that watching them induces people to buy certain products. Television advertising is widespread, and nowadays even movie theaters permit advertisements. Another way TV and the movies affect people is that they give people either a broader view of the world or a distorted one, depending on what type of program they watch. Those who watch news and educational programs can learn many things, while those who watch primarily entertainment shows may come to believe that most people in the world possess great wealth and good looks. It may make them become dissatisfied with their own lives. Finally, perhaps the most susceptible viewers are children, who may be unable to tell fact from fiction and may try to imitate action that they see on TV or in the movies. With the ever-increasing popularity of video entertainment, society must pay attention to their effects. Television and movies, while entertaining and informative, cannot take the place of real experience.